Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara, that's right, Barbara Weltman's back. Settle down. I'm excited, too. She's a tax attorney by education, by profession. She spent her entire career helping small business owners understand their taxes. She's the author of the legendary J.K. Lasser series on small business taxes. The 2021 is already out. And so many other books. Smooth Failing, one of my favorites. Startup Guide, Home-Based Business Startup Guide is another one. And I don't know, I got a stack I can't see over the top of them here. She's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back. So, Barbara, We just had a new Save America bill. I've forgotten the title. It's some ridiculous title.
American Rescue Plan.
There it is. Oh, you know what, Barbara? I feel so rescued. I feel like I can't tell you how warm and fuzzy it makes me feel to know that Washington is going to rescue me. You know, Barbara, they say sarcasm is a low form of wit, but it's so much fun. And I'm so good at it. But, I mean, this rescue plan is spending $1.9 trillion, not all of it this year, allegedly to help to rescue the country. But if it's rescuing the country, why is so much of it being spent next year and the year after? Why isn't all being spent now? And if it's rescuing the country, why are we spending dollars that we don't have?
One of the most problematic parts of the measure to me is the fact that they put more money into the PPP loan program to help small businesses, but the deadline is March 31st.
Right. And they haven't changed. They didn't change that date.
They're not even accepting.
They didn't change the date either, did they?
Banks are not even accepting applications now because they can't process what they've already had. Now they have to introduce a second bill to extend the deadline to May 31st. So,
in case you were wondering whether Washington has any clue, any idea about what they're doing between what Barbara just told you and the fact that while they were impeaching President Trump for nothing, Russia broke into 15,000 government institutions through the SolarWinds breach. All that was going on at the same time. What does that tell you about what they know about what's going on up there, Barbara?
Well, it tells you priorities, for one thing.
Yeah.
But another point of the bill that I think that we should all keep in mind is that one of the few revenue raisers in the entire $1.9 trillion package is on the backs of pass-through owners.
Yeah.
That the there's a provision called excess losses for non-corporate taxpayers. So if you own an S corporation and an LLC and you have substantial losses in excess of a threshold amount, you know, mm-hmm. a couple $100,000, you can't take those losses even though you're a pass-through. They
wow.
become part of your net operating loss.
Wow.
Well, that provision was set to expire at the end of 2025. As a revenue raiser, they extended that provision another year.
Wow.
So that's we have to raise money. Who should we punish? So
right. Yeah, exactly.
We should punish the entrepreneurs who happen to be suffering.
The pass-throughs, exactly. Now, this is an example, folks, of where Washington continues. To show that they're off running off the rails. But Barbara, here's the thing. It's getting to the point now where they're not even trying to mask any of this. I mean, they're blatant about this, aren't they?
Well, I don't know if they're blatant or not blatant. The point is that they're just throwing out the bucks, and yeah. and how are you going to pay for this stuff? There's no, we could talk about proposals on how they think they're going to pay for it over the next 10 years, but right now it's just a printing press.
Quickly, before we go to the break, let's remind people, today is a tax filing date or an extension date, and remind us who's supposed to do this today.
So if you're a calendar year partnership, limited liability company, S-corporation, today's the filing deadline for your 2020 mm-hmm. income tax return. And if you can't file today for any reason, and you don't have to give a reason, just ask for a filing extension by the end of today.
And you can do it online, can't you?
You can do it online.
It's as easy as falling off a log, folks. Do not miss this deadline. You've got to either file the tax return or file an extension, and they make it as easy as it can be. There's no excuse for not taking care of this. 20 Tail, right back with Barbara Welton. I'm Jim Blasing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.